Take you somebody who is speeding along from Coventry to Guildford. It's Pip Flegel who joins us again. Morning, Pip.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, we spoke on Sunday hearing about your epic challenge. And the last time we spoke, you were just about to get underway, travelling from Coventry to Guildford. What's your progress been like so far these last few days?
Actually, it's been quite good. We left Coventry on Monday morning, and we actually got to Oxford Pear Tree. We finished at Blenheim Palace last night.
Oh, lovely.
Ooh, so that was good.
Sounds very picturesque.
It is very picturesque, and I've never been, so it's a first for me as well.
Did you have a chance to look around?
Yesterday evening, like.
Yeah, so you made it to Oxford, so you're kind of approaching the halfway part mark now. So for those that weren't listening on Sunday, you're doing this challenge, travelling from Coventry to Guildford on a mobility scooter. This is retracing your army career. So can you tell us a bit, just to sort of remind us a bit more about that?
Yeah, what it is, in 1971, I was only 17, and the court signed my papers to join, because I was under the age of 18, they signed my papers to join the Women's Royal Army Corps in 1971, and I had five fantastic years, but it was in the days when women weren't allowed to carry weapons, even though they serviced in Northern Ireland, and if they got sort of pregnant and wouldn't agree to abortion, they got a dishonourable discharge, or they got married, or they were gay. They were all dishonourable discharges. So there was a lot of women in especially in the 70s. I mean, it's different now.
Yeah.
But in the 70s, they were sort of sent out of the army with no job, no career, totally alone. Anyway, the WRAC was disbanded at 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, 1994, and of course the women was integrated then with the men, and things are different now, aren't they? The laws and everything, and it's more freedom now.
I think it is quite hard, you know, to sort of imagine what it would have been like back then, because, you know, we know what things are like now, but as you say, back in the 70s, attitudes are very different, and it wasn't perhaps as inclusive as it is now.
That's right. So the WRAC Association was formed, and like I said, they look after veterans, all veterans, including ATS women that served in the Second World War, and the Queen's Alexandra Royal Nursing Corps, and all those sort of veterans, with financial help and mental health, and the biggest thing as well, they offer companionship. We do events throughout the year. We have reunions, parties, all sorts.
Nice.
And since I've been in the association, I've met up with absolutely loads of people and been to loads of events. So I just wanted to pay something back, and I couldn't think of anything. Somebody told me I could go with Lady Godiva, and I said, no, I don't think that's going to happen. So because I joined up in Coventry, I thought, right, I'll go from Coventry to Guildford, because that's where I did my training. And like I said, the barracks at Guildford don't exist anymore. It's now a housing estate.
Yes.
But we used to do our church services at Guildford Cathedral. So I thought, right, that's what I'll do. I'll go from Coventry, where I joined up in 1971, and go to Guildford on my mobility scooter.
Wow, so the Queen Elizabeth Barracks, as you say, no longer there, but you're able to find the cathedral and places within Guildford that maybe you recognise that are going to bring back all sorts of memories when you arrive there.
That's right. It's where we used to serve, where, like I said, it's a housing estate, but there's also a museum there, and there's a plinth and that sort of thing, where you can go and just stand there and remember.
Yes, and that's really important, isn't it? To time to reflect, and I imagine it's going to be a mixed bag of emotions for you when you're arriving in Guildford, and the whole sort of journey that you're going on, is going to be that sense of pride and remembering sort of journey you've been on, but it's going to be quite emotional as well, I'd imagine.
That's exactly, you've just hit the nail on the head, that's exactly, because and it might sound like a cliche, but there is no bigger family and no companionship and comfort and friendship like there is when you're ex-forces, because however many years you do, you live like a family, and you've all got each other's backs, and you never lose that. In fact, in Civvy Street, it's hard to settle down in one place because you've always been on the move, so to speak.
Yes, trying to adapt to that. And I know you came out of the arm when we talked about this when we spoke last time. You know, you became a postwoman. And, you're doing this challenge, on your mobility scooter. You have two disabilities, don't you? I mean, it's the multiple sclerosis and the... I'm going to try and pronounce this now. I've actually gone on YouTube to try and get the pronunciation to see if I get it right. Myasthenia gravis? Is that...
Yeah, myasthenia gravis.
Oh, yeah, nearly, right. Nearly. Yeah. But how do those...
Myasthenia gravis.
Okay, how do those two conditions, how do they affect your life day to day?
Well, they're both sort of muscle debilitating diseases. So it's like if you've got, say, a nerve in your foot that operates your eyelids, it doesn't send the messages from your up your muscles to tell your muscles what to do. And that's the reason why I'm visually impaired, because my eyelids don't blink. The muscles in my facial muscles have dropped. So it's a muscle disease. It's a neurology illness.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, to be able to do this challenge, you know, I mean, it's really inspirational to hear, you know, what you're doing, despite sort of your, you know, your disabilities and your challenges in life. And, you're hoping to arrive in Guildford on Saturday, and there's going to be lots of exciting things happening for you on your arrival, I gather.
Yes, I'm due to arrive at Guildford Cathedral at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, 22nd, and we'll have a little bit of a service there and tea and coffee, and then bless the Guildford Fire Service, they're putting on a massive buffet and welcoming thing for us as well, and they're really good, apparently, with veterans.
Yes.
So good on the Guildford Fire Service.
Absolutely, yeah. I know they do a lot of work at Woking Fire Service, I think, with veterans as well, sort of drop-in sessions for veterans. So it's really, really important, being a veteran, having that support, isn't it? I imagine, for you to be able to, you know, be with people and connect with people and know that you're not on your own.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely. So, I mean, this is an amazing challenge. And I know when we spoke last time, you were a bit sort of worried maybe about the weather. Has the rain been a problem? I know Monday it was raining where we were.
It's only been on and off, to be fair. And where I come from up north, the weather is purely tropical down here.
You go the tropical south, yes. You're travelling down the country because you're from Lancashire originally, aren't you? Or Lincolnshire?
Originally I'm from Coventry. I now live in Lancashire, near Preston.
Okay, that's quite a few miles you clocked up then.
I have.
Brilliant. And, so how can we support you then if we want to find out more and support you in what you're doing?
I'd like, if you could, to donate online, please, to Pip's Mobility Scooter Sprint, giveasyoulive.com.
Brilliant. So check that out. And, best of luck, Pip, for this challenge.
Thank you very much.
And it's been really, really nice to talk to you today. And, you know, we spoke on Sunday before the challenge. And it sounds like it's going really well. And, it's just an amazing, amazing experience for you. You're getting to experience new areas and bring back those memories from your time in the army as well.
It will.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah. And thanks very much.
No, you're very welcome, and I know you've got other media interviews, so you're quite in demand this morning. So we'll let you go, and let you get on with your challenge, and we hope you enjoy Guildford when you arrive on Saturday.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We'll speak soon. There you go. There's Pip, Pip Flagle there, who is travelling from Coventry to Guildford on her mobility scooter. What an amazing, amazing challenge, and such a great reason for doing it as well, supporting the Women's Royal Army Corps charity.